You know, this is an interesting time, and we already see some of the unique and difficult experiences that we've seen going on in our country that are radically changing at least some of the cities in our country. And all these changes have had some radical fallout across the country and in every part. As people see what is happening, people wonder what this means, and people question, where are we going? Hi, my name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish, welcoming you to the voice of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at 9:50 a.m., 100.3 FM. Well, we've seen a lot of the violence and difficulties that have been going on across the country. And one of the major targets of this has been the police departments. And part of the reason, of course, is because of people who have died at the hands of the police or died at the hands of people who are acting in ways that have brought have killed people in the name of protecting property and not protecting certain lives or lives in general. And so we've seen that. And now the fallout has gone to the opposite direction. And one of the, I guess you could say, lightning rods of this has been the police force to such a degree that, in fact, we see police officers planning to leave the occupation for which they trained and chose to be part of for quite some time. Part of this, of course, is the defund the police movement. Now, I think in the long run, you will find that that's an extreme. And the reason why I say that is you can't choose to defund the police by saying, let's take away a few dollars. You have to come up with an extreme position, let's get rid of all police, in order to come to the middle position, which will be something that I know they're talking about places like Camden, New Jersey. But in the meantime, you've got these realities that have happened and people calling for change in the way policing is going on. One of the things that we've seen as part of this is that whole reality that has affected people who literally entered the profession, and they are numerous, who simply wanted to be servants who serve the public. And it's to those people that I want to speak to today, because clearly you're going through a difficult time that makes you wonder whether or not you want to continue the profession you are in. So the program today will be focused on speaking to police officers and their families and to come to an understanding of who you are and why you came into this profession. And I'm speaking specifically to, obviously, this is a Catholic show, Catholic police officers, and obviously this is a Christian station, so Christian police officers as well, but obviously all in the process. From a Catholic perspective, keep in mind that the police officer has a patron saint, that is Saint Michael the Archangel. If you're not familiar with it, I'd encourage you to look up the prayer of Saint Michael, which you will find, you can find it on the internet. What is more interesting is actually the source of the prayer. It was written by Pope Leo XIII, but there are several stories behind how it actually came to be, and they're all rather interesting. They're similar, so they're basically, but they're all rather interesting. So I'd encourage you to look that up too. We believe, and this comes from the Bible, that Saint Michael is the one who helps us in our fight against evil as he helps us to serve Christ better. You cannot fight evil directly. And you know, you have to understand that. You cannot fight evil directly. There is a famous line in the book Hostage to the Devil by Malachi Martin that shows a man who confronts a demonic force, and instead of saying the formula, which says in the name of Jesus, he just basically says to this demonic force, get out. And the next thing you know, he feels he's thrown across the the room against the wall. Why? Because he tried to fight evil directly. We fight evil by doing good. And we also fight evil by trying to do the right thing by everybody. Now, clearly, one of the reasons why we've got this explosion going on in our country right now is people who were assigned to protect others didn't do the right thing by everybody. And we saw that clearly in the George Floyd case, but all the others. And there's many to mention, and I don't have the list in front of me, so I don't want to leave any name off. So we'll say all the others. And they were handled in ways that led to their injury or death. And it didn't, as I was talking about yesterday, didn't factor in these situations that any person who is arrested by the police is innocent, because you are not guilty until you're proven guilty in a court of law. So every person is innocent, presumed innocent, until a court of law declares someone guilty. So every person in the hands of the police is innocent. The next time you're driving by, you see them arresting someone, the person they're arresting is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. And they were not handled in that way. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish here in Alston, Massachusetts on WROL. You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
Though in fire, gold is tested, and the chosen in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the Old Testament.
Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back, and before the break, I was talking to you about the reality of people who have died in the hands of the police officers, which has led to this revolution that's happening in our country. Now, one of the things I want to add into this is asking you to go back to why you entered this job. What is your reason? And hopefully your reason is because you wanted to serve the public and you wanted to serve the public well. You wanted to help people to stay on the right path. You wanted to help people get on the right path. And if you're coming from a Catholic perspective, you also wanted to lead people to know Christ. And you wanted to help people go away from those paths that lead them away from Christ eternally. And so there you have this job, and you are on the front lines of that battle, that spiritual battle. So it's important for you to understand who you are. If you're going through this position where you think you're thinking of leaving the occupation because of what's going on right now, you know, make as part of your discernment why you came into this job in the first place, and how you live it as a vocation, as a Catholic vocation. Because if you do your job in accordance with the vocation, people's lives and souls will be saved. That's important for you to understand. There are people who you may have dealt with, who you may have despised even, who you don't realize that God used you to change their lives and lead them to become people who were on the path to eternal life, even though you'll never know you had any part in that. You may know some physical aspects that are on a different road. I'm sure you've met the person who was so addicted to maybe heroin that the only way they could get off of heroin was in jail. I've met a few of those myself. Those realities are there. And so do understand that your role as a police officer is there to keep people safe, all people, regardless of who they are, regardless of where they're from, but also you play a role on the front lines of saving souls. You're kind of like that one who can set up that sign that says, you know, you may be walking down the wrong path. Don't do that, because there are physical, earthly ramifications to that, but there are eternal ramifications to that. And so you present that warning sign that says, I want you to think what you're doing. Now, understand that. So there's an important role to be played in that of the police officer. And that's why in every day of your job, it's important that you are people of prayer. It's important that you stay close to the sacraments. That means, granted, you can't go to Mass on a regular basis right now. And maybe you can, depending on your parish and whatever the case may be, but you can maybe check it out online and be people of prayer, because you have to realize prayer is an essential aspect in the work you're doing. And ask the Lord to allow you to be a channel of His holiness. That doesn't mean that you're going to walk around and you're going to pray over someone as you're arresting them. No, that's not going to work. That doesn't. But you're going to pray that your actions lead people to a life where they recognize not only that God has interceded in their life, working through you for the benefit of their family, their earthly life, their future family, their future children, and for the benefit of the reality of their souls. That's what you do. Have a blessed day. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.